Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Daryl Peel. Back with Daryl in just a moment.
State Question 792 will improve our economy by helping diversify agricultural production. Before Prohibition, Oklahoma was a leading grape producer with 10 times as much acreage in production as we have today. We can return to that elite status with a yes vote on 792. Former Oklahoma Farm Bureau Family of the Year, Dennis and Elaine Flaming, say voting yes on 792 will help get products to market and lead to job growth. Local grocery stores like United, Williams, and Reese's from all across the state are supporting the passage. And passage of 792 will lead to hundreds of new Oklahoma jobs. Please join respected Oklahoma farmers and ranchers like Dennis and Elaine Flaming of Fairview, Tim Laddick of Drummond, Jack Sherry of Holdenville, and hundreds of others in voting yes on 792. The last question on the ballot. For more information, go to yesonseven92.com. Authorized and paid for by Yes on 792 Incorporated.
Up until the last week or so, it's been a tough fall as far as our cattle markets are concerned. Whether you're talking about wholesale trade, you're talking about slaughter cattle prices, or you're talking about the feeder cattle market. Livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel says, finally, we seem to be getting some stability underneath this market.
You know, finally, we've seen some support in cattle markets pretty much across the board. It's been a long fall. The markets have fallen farther than we expected them to, really, and sort of a long time coming, but we finally got some support in these markets. So we've seen feeder cattle prices tick up. Fed cattle markets have recovered. Boxed beef markets have recovered. So pretty much across the board, I think we're finding some support in these markets.
Daryl, when we look back over the last couple of months, it really doesn't feel like it's been business as usual for a fall season.
Well, it's a little bit odd, especially for feeder cattle markets in the fall of the years when we get our biggest runs of calves. So we normally look for some seasonal weakness in prices. But I think this has been an unusual fall. We're probably starting from a lower point than we would have. So in some sense, there's an opportunity to go up a little bit. I think this market has had a very bearish psychology, a lot of fear, frankly. And so some of the stocker cattle demand that would normally kick in the fall of the year, particularly with a lack of feedlot demand for these lighter weight calves, has not developed until now, and so it's been very slow to develop, and I think we're going to see that now. So we have a chance to see these markets maybe improve a little bit more, given what they've already done, but certainly at least have some support as we work our way to Thanksgiving and through the rest of the fall run of calves.
Daryl, for our folks that are in the stocker cattle business, buying some cattle right now, putting some weight gains on them and trying to sell next spring, what are the prospects in your mind?
You know, because of the dramatic adjustments we've had in markets, and again, particularly the sort of overdone to the downside condition we've had this fall, producers have been, you know, hoping, I guess, more than anything, that these markets would find some support. They've held off marketing calves. What has developed this fall with a lack of feedlot demand, especially for lighter weight calves, is a relatively strong stocker market signal. The market's encouraging cattle to stay out in the country longer. I think producers are beginning to respond to that. Sometimes in a cow-calf sense, we're retaining these calves for backgrounding. In other cases, even though it's a little bit later than usual, we're seeing stocker demand kick in for these calves to respond to that market incentive that we'd rather have the cattle come to town later rather than sooner.
And Dr. Peel says there's opportunity. If you've got some wheat pasture available to you, get some cattle on it, you ought to be able to make some money.
Well, you know, this fall we got a relatively early start on wheat planting and had potential for wheat pasture. We've had some issues with, some army worms and some other disease problems. But in general, the conditions are there. And if you look at the wheat market prospects, grazing looks like the best chance for some positive returns. And so we do expect a lot of wheat grazing to happen. It's been slow to develop this fall because, again, this market's been operating in a very skittish kind of bearish sense. But it looks like it's going to kick in. I do think before it's all said and done, we'll have a lot of cattle out on wheat this winter for winter grazing and perhaps for graze out next year as well, given the wheat market conditions.
OSU livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
This is Bob Tallman inviting you to join us for the 4-6's Legacy Female Sale, Thursday, November 10th at 1 p.m. Central. The sale will be broadcast live at SuperiorLivestock.com and Dish Channel 232. What an opportunity to purchase legendary heifers in load lots or groups of 10 head. For more information, call my friends at Superior Livestock, 1-800-422-2117, or visit SuperiorLivestock.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.